I'm Carlos, here with you for an overview of what's new in WindowEyes 4.5. GW Micro, the makers of WindowEyes, has added several new features and enhancements to this latest version. Therefore, we've decided to bring you three segments. In our first segment, we'll talk about general features and enhancements made to WindowEyes. In our second segment, we'll discuss WindowEyes and its enhancements in Internet Explorer. And in our third and final segment, we'll talk about using WindowEyes in a remote desktop environment. But first of all, what exactly is WindowEyes? WindowEyes is a screen access program designed to give blind and visually impaired computer users access through speech or braille to the Microsoft Windows operating systems. This includes Windows 95, Windows 98, Windows Millennium, Windows 2000, Windows XP, both home and professional, and Windows 2003. So let's get started in our overview of the general features and enhancements made to WindowEyes. WindowEyes now offers greater support for MSN Messenger, Microsoft's instant messaging program. An instant messaging program allows you to send text messages in real time to another person. This differs from email because messages are sent instantly and the person on the other end receives them instantly. However, with email, the person receiving the message may not receive the message until they check their email, which could be the next day or even the next week. So instant messaging programs provide a way to communicate with others instantaneously. WindowEyes has in the past only been able to read the first incoming message of a conversation. Additional text would have to be read manually with either a hotkey or navigation keys. However, now with WindowEyes 4.5 and the latest version of MSN Messenger, version 6, each incoming message is read automatically. I'm now in MSN Messenger, sitting at the top of my contact list. I'm going to have a quick chat with Trouble, so being that I'm in a list, I can press the first letter of his name, T, but I know that he's going to be the second T in my list here.
T, Trouble 25 of 26.
And we'll press enter.
Trouble conversation. Messages that have been sent and received.
And we'll start input. Typing a simple message.
H-E-L-L-O, space.
Hello, Trouble.
T-R-O-U-L-E, period, space.
This is Carlos.
T-A-I-S-I-S, space. C-R-L-O-S, space.
Recording.
R-E-C-O-R-D-I-N-G, space.
A segment.
A, space, S-E-G-N-E-N-T, space.
For
F-O-R, space.
ACB radios.
A. C, B, space, R, I, O, S, space.
Main menu.
M, A, I, N, space, M, E, N, U, period.
And we'll press enter to send him this message.
Carlos and Derek says hello, Trouble. This is Carlos recording a segment for ACB Radio's main menu.
Now you hear my name mentioned as Carlos and Derek. Derek is actually my German
Trouble
shepherd.
Says, hello, Carlos.
He's my German shepherd, so I just add his name in with mine. And as you heard, WindowEyes automatically read my incoming message of Trouble saying hello to us. We'll go ahead and type him another message.
H-O-W, space.
How have you been?
A-A-V-E, space, W-A-V-E, space, B-E-E-N, question.
And we'll press enter to send this message.
Carlos and Derek says, how have you been? Trouble says, not too bad, a little cool around here.
And again, you heard WindowEyes automatically read our incoming message without us having to review our chat window or press any hotkeys to have the message read to us. We can also hear incoming messages even if we're not in our chat window. Let's go ahead and reply to his message and say, have you been keeping warm in this cool weather?
H-A-V-E, space, Y-U, space, B-E-E-N, space, A-E-E-P-I-N-G, space, W-A-R-M, space, I-X, space, T-A-I-S, space.
We'll say cold weather, because it has been kind of cold around here.
C-O-L-D, space, W-E-A-T-A-E-R, question. Carlos and Derek says, have you been keeping warm in this cold weather?
And now we'll alt-tab to our main MSN Messenger contact list.
MSN Messenger, list view, Trouble 25 of 26.
And now we'll wait for his reply.
Trouble conversation wants attention. Trouble says, oh, yes, got the sweatgear on.
And there we heard Trouble's reply, even though we're not in the message window. This means you can surf the web in Internet Explorer, or you could type a letter in Microsoft Word and still hear incoming messages. You'll have to then alt-tab back into the message window before you can actually reply, but you don't have to be in the message window to hear incoming messages. We'll go ahead and alt-tab back to our message window and thank Treble for having a conversation with us.
Treble conversation.
We'll just say,
input.
Sounds good.
S-O-U-N-D-S space G-O-O-D period space.
Thanks.
E-A-F-K-S space F-O-R space A-A-V-I-N-G space.
This
space.
Conversation.
C-O-N-V-E-R-S-A-T-I-N space.
With us.
D-I-T-H space U-S space
for
F-O-R space.
Our demonstration
space
for main menu.
F-O-R space M-A-I-N space F-M-U period.
And we'll press enter.
Carlos and Derek says, sounds good. Thanks for having this conversation with us for our demonstration for main menu.
And we'll wait for his reply.
Treble says, no problem, Carlos.
This enhancement makes chatting with WindowEyes and MSN Messenger much easier and much more enjoyable. Keep in mind, this is only available with the 4.5 release of WindowEyes and MSN Messenger version 6. WindowEyes 4.5 with any earlier versions of MSN Messenger or earlier versions of WindowEyes with MSN Messenger will not provide this feature. WindowEyes also offers greater support for the latest version of Adobe Acrobat Reader, version 6. Adobe Acrobat Reader is a program required to view PDF documents. A PDF, or Portable Document Format file, is a file which allows one to distribute content in a secure way. The content of a PDF document cannot be manipulated, and the author has the option of setting security levels such that the document may not be printed or maybe even saved to your hard drive. In the past, some PDF documents were not accessible because the security settings were set so high that even screen access programs such as WindowEyes could not access the content of the file. Through the work of GW Micro and Adobe, WindowEyes 4.5 and Acrobat Reader version 6 now allows greater access to secure PDF documents. Keep in mind that a PDF document which contains a scanned image as its content will still not be accessible through a screen access program such as WindowEyes. In that case, you'll need to use an optical character recognition program such as OpenBook or Kurzweil to recognize the content of a file. I'm not able to demonstrate the way that WindowEyes provides access to a secure PDF file that is actually going to be transparent. Once you open a secure PDF document, you'll just be placed into the content of the file. So that's really going to be transparent. But what I can demonstrate is how WindowEyes 4.5 now allows access to a PDF file's bookmarks. I'm now in Adobe Acrobat Reader version 6 with the WindowEyes 4.5 manual loaded. And this manual is loaded into Pages. There is a setting in Adobe Acrobat Reader which will allow you to load the full document if that's what you want to do. But for this demonstration, we'll just leave it at its default setting, which will load the PDF into the program as Pages. Let's read just this first page of the WindowEyes manual.
WindowEyes version 4.5 screen access software for Windows 95, 98, 2000 XP 2003 bottom.
And that's our first page. We can hold Control and press the page down key to access the next page.
Single page. Loading page. Load done. Single page. GW Micro Inc. 725 Airport North Office Park Fort Wayne and 46,825 phone 26.
Okay, so we'll silence our speech there. You can tell that if we want to look for a specific section of this manual, it's going to take some time to actually find it. However, we can press F6 to access the list of bookmarks.
Preview options, unknown.
And then we can just arrow down.
Preview, contact information, depth 1.
And we have contact information.
Preview, warranty.
Where our warranty.
Preview, table of contents.
Table of contents.
Preview, one introducing WindowEyes.
This is chapter 1. Let's say we want to jump directly to chapter 3.
Preview, 2 installing WindowEyes.
Arrow down one more time.
Preview, 3 speaking of Windows.
And press enter.
Single page. Custom control loading page. Load done single page. Single page. Loading page. Load done single page. Speaking of Windows 3.1 section 3. Speaking of Windows, this section of the WindowEyes manual provides you with some basic information about how the Windows operating system works.
Okay, and as you can tell, we have jumped directly to chapter 3. Let's say we want to skip down to chapter 10. We'll just press F6 again.
Preview. Free speaking of Windows. Depth 1.
And arrow down.
3 view, 4 an overview of window eyes.
There's chapter 4.
3 view, 5 globally
speech.
Chapter
5.
3 view, 6 setting up the voices.
Chapter 6.
3 view, 7 speech environments.
Chapter 7.
3 view, 8 introducing window eyes. 3 view, 9 reading with. 3 view, 10 reading the screen with the mouse.
And now we're at chapter 10. We'll just press enter.
Custom control. Single page. Loading page loads on single page. Reading the screen with the mouse 101 section 10. Reading the screen with the mouse. This section of the window eyes manual provides information on reviewing the screen with the window eyes mouse keys.
Okay, and now we're at chapter 10. So by having access to the bookmarks and a PDF document, you can quickly jump from section to section or chapter by chapter, depending on how the author of the PDF document has designed the file. WindowEyes now contains an error reporting utility. Other programs, such as Microsoft Windows and Microsoft Office, contain error reporting utilities, which means that if you encounter a crash, the program, upon the next time it launches, can allow you to send information pertaining to the crash to the company so that future versions can be enhanced and made more stable. WindowEyes has this type of a feature now. There's two ways to access the error reporting utility. One, by going through the WindowEyes control panel. We'll hit control backslash.
WindowEyes active WindowEyes point zero zero.
And we'll silence our speech here. We'll press Alt H to access the help menu.
H W WindowEyes manual.
And we'll arrow down.
R WindowEyes readme. E error reporting dialog.
And error reporting is the third item in this menu. Another way that you can access error reporting is simply by launching WindowEyes. So if WindowEyes should encounter a problem and creates an error to be sent to GW Micro, upon the next launch of WindowEyes, you'll be presented with a dialog asking you what you would like to do with the error report. Now, I have created a false error report to send just for demonstration purposes so you can see how this works. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close WindowEyes here in the WindowEyes control panel. We'll just press Alt F4.
Button OK dialog WindowEyes
exit. Enter. And now I'll press Control Alt W, which is the default shortcut for launching WindowEyes.
WindowEyes 4.5. Checkbox. Uncheck D. Do not ask me again on startup dialog error reporting.
And now we're brought into a dialog letting us know that there's an error report to be sent. I'll press Control Shift W to read this dialog.
Error reporting. You are about to send technical information to GW Micro regarding a recent error. Sending this information will allow our developers to further enhance the stability of WindowEyes. Only technical information regarding the crash will be submitted. No personal information will be transferred. You must be connected to the internet before you can continue. Although some virus scanning programs may caution you regarding the execution of this error reporting tool, GW Micro guarantees that this transaction is 100% virus-free. If you have concerns, please contact our technical support department at 260-489-3671. Do you wish to send this information to GW Micro? Checkbox D. Do not ask me again on startup. Uncheck default button. Y yes button. No optional comments.
So the dialogue lets us know that the error report is virus-free and gives us choices of what to do with the report. Let's use our tab key to navigate around the dialogue.
Button Y yes.
Here's a yes button. We can press enter there to send the report to GW Micro.
Button and no.
Here's a no button. If we decide to not send the report to GW Micro, we can choose no. However, I highly recommend sending a report because it only helps GW Micro increase the stability of WindowEyes for the future. We'll press tab.
Edit box, all optional comments.
And here's an edit box where we can type optional comments, such as an email address or something, because the error report does not contain personal information. So just by sending an error report, GW Micro does not know what kind of system you have, what you were doing at the time of the crash, or any contact information. So just for demonstration purposes, I'll just type, this is only a test.
T-A-I-S-S-A-I-S-S-A-O-N-L-Y-S-A-T-E-S-T.
And we'll press tab.
Checkbox unchecked. D, do not ask me again on startup.
And here's a checkbox, which if we check this box, this dialog will not appear the next time WindowEyes starts, whether it be manual or if we restart our computer. And we'll press tab again.
Button Y yes.
And we're back to our yes button, where I'll press enter.
WindowEyes error reporting. WindowEyes error reporting. WindowEyes error reporting.
And now we're brought into another window where we can actually press our tab key.
Edit box. This is only a test. This is a test of the WindowEyes error reporting utility for ACB Radio's main menu show. End.
We're in an edit box, which allows us to see exactly what information has been sent to GW Micro. And since I created this, I knew exactly what was in it. But if I didn't know, I could review the information in this box and find out exactly what information has been sent to GW Micro. Let's press tab again.
Link support gwmicro.com.
There's a link. If we press enter, our default email application will launch and open a message addressed to the support@gwmicro.com email address. And we can press tab again.
Button. Close window.
And we have a close window button where I'll press enter.
Desktop. List view. Microsoft Outlook 6 of 16.
After our error has been sent, the error no longer exists on our system. If we go to the WindowEyes control panel with control backslash,
WindowEyes active force,
and silence that and press Alt H,
H, W WindowEyes manual,
and arrow down to the error reporting feature,
R WindowEyes readme, E error reporting, dialog.
We'll press enter here.
Menu closed, dialog, error reporting, there are no errors to report, default button OK.
And we can simply press OK to get rid of this dialog.
WindowEyes active
force. Back to our WindowEyes control panel. But once you've sent an error report, the error report is erased from your system, allowing room for another report if one needs to be made. And there you have it, the WindowEyes error reporting utility. Like I said, WindowEyes 4.5 is very, very stable. I've actually been able to run my Windows XP system here for multiple days without restarting, and even then, if I restart, it's not been due to a WindowEyes crash. But if you encounter such a crash and WindowEyes generates a report to send to GWMicro, I highly recommend allowing that report to be sent, because that only helps GWMicro increase the stability of WindowEyes for a future release. Another enhancement made to WindowEyes is how we access the hotkeys dialog. Let's first press control backslash to access the WindowEyes control panel.
WindowEyes active force 6R.0.
I'll silence that with the control key and press the Alt key.
File pull down.
Now we're on the menu bar of the control panel. Let's just arrow to the right.
Screen pull down.
We have our screen menu.
Keyboard pull down.
Keyboard menu.
Mouse pull down.
Our mouse menu.
Hotkeys pull down.
And a hotkeys menu, if you have used prior versions of WindowEyes, you'll know immediately that that is something new. It used to be a hotkeys dialog, but now we have a hotkeys menu. Let's press the down arrow to see what's exactly in this menu.
Cursor dialog.
We have a cursor dialog for hotkeys pertaining to cursoring.
Mouse dialog.
We have all the mouse hotkeys grouped into one dialog now.
MSAA dialog.
And something that's been asked for, an MSAA hotkeys dialog, where you can change all the keystrokes associated in MSAA.
Miscellaneous dialog.
We have a miscellaneous hotkeys dialog. Just keep pressing the down arrow here.
User windows dialog.
We have user windows dialog, all the hotkeys pertaining to user windows.
Cursor dialog.
And we're back to the cursor dialog. Let's go ahead and press enter here on cursor.
Menu closed. Menu closed. List box K keys. Character prior colon. Undefined 1 of 22 dialog cursor hotkey definitions.
So now we're in the cursoring hotkeys dialog. Another thing that has been changed is how these hotkeys are listed. Let's, for example, press the letter W.
W. Word prior colon. Undefined 4 of 22.
We have word prior. In previous versions of WindowEyes, it was listed as prior word. So if you wanted to get to prior word from the top of the list, you would have to press P to get first past prior character, then maybe prior sentence, prior line, prior word, things of that nature. Instead of P for prior and N for next, which there are several of, you can just press the first letter of what you'd like. So W for word. If we want paragraph, we can just press P.
P. Paragraph prior colon. Undefined 13 of 22.
And we're in our little listing here for paragraphs. We can arrow down through current paragraph.
Paragraph colon. Control dash number dash up arrow 14 of 22.
And the next paragraph.
Paragraph next colon. Undefined 15 of 22.
It makes it much easier to locate items in the list of hotkeys. Another change that was made is, let's say, for example, we made a change to a hotkey here in the cursoring hotkeys, but now we want to go look at something or change something in the mouse hotkeys dialog. We don't have to leave this dialog, which is actually really nice. All we have to do is press Shift Tab.
Radio button checked, our cursor 1 to 5.
And we're on a radio button, which contains all the different categories of hotkeys. So let's arrow down.
Radio button checked, mouse 2 of 5.
Now we're on mouse. Let's just keep going.
Radio button checked, MSAA 3 of 5.
MSAA.
Radio button check I miscellaneous 405.
Is the miscellaneous hotkeys.
Radio button check new user windows 505.
User windows.
Radio button check our cursor 105.
Back to cursor.
Radio button check M mouse 205.
And now we're at mouse, so all we have to do now is tab.
List box K keys. Character prior colon. Number dash left arrow 1 of 65.
And now we have all the hotkeys associated with the mouse. So we can make all our changes, and it doesn't have to be in one certain category of hotkeys. We can make changes to the mouse hotkeys and then go change something in the MSAA hotkeys and then tab to OK and have everything changed all at one time. There's no huge long list of hotkeys to navigate through, and once you make a change to something, you don't have to go back through the menus and access another similar item pertaining to hotkeys. And those are changes made to how WindowEyes presents hotkeys. WindowEyes now gives you greater control of how shortcuts are announced. Shortcuts are things such as F for the file menu or E for edit. I'm sitting in Notepad, and for demonstration purposes, I'll just press the Alt key. I haven't changed any settings yet. These are still the default settings. We'll press the Alt key.
F file pull down.
And we have F file pull down. If I arrow to the right,
E-edit pull down.
We have E-edit pull down. Now, if you're familiar with prior versions of WindowEyes, you'll notice a slight difference, and that is the elimination of the announcement of equals. So we're not getting F equals file or E equals edit. We just hear F file E-edit. So the letters that we hear are the shortcuts. Now let's press Alt to leave the menu bar here.
Menu closed. Edit box blank.
And now we'll press Control Backslash to enter the WindowEyes control panel so we can review how we can change the announcement of shortcuts. We'll press Control Backslash.
WindowEyes active notepad 0.00.
Silence our speech here. We'll change the global verbosity settings. So we'll press Alt L to access the global menu.
L. G global settings voice and verbosity.
And we'll just press V for verbosity.
V. M menu dialog.
Now we're in the verbosity menu. The first item in this menu is menu. So we'll press enter to access the menu verbosity settings.
Menu closed. Checkbox. Unchecked O menu open dialog menu verbosity settings.
Okay, let's press tab.
Checkbox checked. See menu closed.
That's been there for quite a while.
Checkbox checked. The option.
These are options that have been in previous versions.
Radio button checked include shortcut before option 2 of 3.
Now here's the new item in this dialog, a radio button which allows us to select the various ways that shortcuts can be announced. The default is announce shortcut before option. Let's arrow down.
Bottom radio button checked include shortcut after option 3 of 3.
We have include shortcut after option. Let's arrow down again.
Top radio button checked don't include shortcut 1 of 3.
Don't include shortcut.
Radio button checked include shortcut before option 2 of 3.
And we're back to include shortcut before option. So we have three choices, before, after, or not at all. Let's choose after.
Bottom radio button checked include shortcut after option 3 of 3.
I just pressed the down arrow key. Now we'll press enter.
WindowEyes active notepad point
and 0. We'll press escape to leave the WindowEyes control panel.
Untitled notepad. Edit box blank.
We're now back in notepad where I'll press the alt key.
File left pull down.
And now we hear file F pull down. Let's arrow to the right.
Edit E pull down.
And now we have edit E pull down. Let's leave the menus.
Menu closed.
With the
edit
Alt
box.
Key.
Blank.
And go back to the WindowEyes control panel with control backslash.
WindowEyes active notepad point 0.000.
We'll silence that and go back to the global menu with Alt L.
L. Global settings voice and verbosity G.
Followed by V for verbosity.
V. Menu M dialog.
And press enter again on menu.
Menu closed. Checkbox. Unchecked O menu.
Now we'll silence that and tab to our radio button.
Checkbox. Checkbox check. Bottom radio button checked include shortcut after option 3 of 3.
And we'll just look at
top radio button checked don't include shortcut 1 of 3.
Don't include shortcut. I simply pressed the down arrow key to access this option and press enter.
WindowEyes active notepad.
And we'll press escape.
Untitled notepad. Edit box blank.
And we'll press alt again.
File pull down.
And now we have the elimination of the shortcut announcement. In prior versions, there was just a checkbox which allowed the shortcut to be announced, or if it were unchecked, the shortcut would not be announced. So now we have three ways, before, after, and not at all. The same applies to dialog boxes. We'll just type a little word here. We'll just type the word today.
T-O-D-A-Y.
This way, we'll be presented with a dialog asking us if we want to save our options or not. So now I'll press Alt F4.
Button YS dialog notepad graphic the text in the untitled file has changed. Blank, do you want to save the changes? Default button YS button and no button cancel.
Okay, so let's just press our tab key.
Button and no.
We have button in, no.
Button cancel.
Cancel, which doesn't have a key, we can just press escape, but we'll press tab again.
Button YS.
And button YS. Those are the three buttons. Let's go to the WindowEyes control panel from here with control backslash, followed by Alt L.
WindowEyes L. Global settings, voice and verbosity.
And the letter V.
V. Menu. Dialog.
And in this case, we're going to arrow down to miscellaneous.
Mouse. Dialog. Activated. Dialog. Miscellaneous. Dialog.
And press Enter.
Menu closed. Radio button. Check the include shortcut before option 2 of 3. Dialog. Miscellaneous. Verbosity
setting.
And
we have a radio button. Exactly like the radio button in the menu verbosity settings. However, this is in the miscellaneous verbosity settings. Let's arrow down.
Bottom radio button, check A, include shortcut after option 3 of 3.
Include shortcut after option. Arrow down again.
Top radio button, check D, don't include shortcut 1 of 3.
We're at don't include shortcut.
Radio button, check D, include shortcut before option 2 of 3.
And back to include shortcut before option. Let's arrow down one more time.
Bottom radio button, check A, include shortcut after option 3 of 3.
And press Enter, followed by Escape.
WindowEyes button. ESY dialog notepad graphic the text in the untitled file has changed. Blank, do you want to save the changes? Default button, ESY button, no, and button, cancel.
And as you can tell, we hear things like yes, why.
Yes, why.
And if we press Tab.
Button, no, end.
No, in. So we can have the shortcuts announced after the option that we're on. And then, again, we have the option of having no shortcuts announced at all. Press Control Backslash.
WindowEyes Active Notepad.
Alt L.
L. Global Settings Voice and
followed
Velocity.
Followed by V.
V. Menu. Dialog.
And arrow down to Miscellaneous.
Mouse. Active. Miscellaneous. Dialog.
We'll press Enter.
Menu closed. Bottom radio button checked. Include shortcut after option A3 of 3. Dialog.
And
Miscellaneous Verbosity.
We'll silence that with Control. And arrow down.
Top radio button. Check. Don't include shortcut D1 of 3.
Press Enter followed by Escape.
Button, no dialog, notepad, graphic, the text in the untitled file has changed. Blank, do you want to save the changes? Button, yes, default button, no button, cancel.
And as you can tell, we don't hear the Y for yes or in for no announced. We just hear yes or no. We can even tab around.
Button, cancel. Button, yes. Button, no.
And we don't hear those announcements of those shortcut keys. And that's the new way that WindowEyes gives you control of how you hear shortcuts. GW Micro has also enhanced the Load Before Startup feature in WindowEyes. Load Before Startup allows WindowEyes to load early in the boot process of your computer to allow speech during password dialogues. Let's first access the WindowEyes control panel with control backslash.
WindowEyes active 46R.
I'll silence the speech with the control key, and then we'll press Alt F to enter the file menu.
F. Open pull down.
Let's arrow up because the Load Before Startup option is towards the bottom of this menu.
Exit. Dialog. Startup type before startup.
As you can tell if you have used prior versions of WindowEyes, this item in the file menu is titled Startup Type as opposed to Load Before Startup. In earlier versions of WindowEyes, the item was just called Load Before Startup and it was either on or off. If it was on, you would have speech during a password dialog when you first turn your computer on, and if it was off, you would not have speech during the password dialog, and you would have to start WindowEyes either by placing a shortcut in the startup group, which is located in the programs list in the start menu, or you'd have to load WindowEyes manually with Ctrl-Alt-W, the default hotkey, to launch WindowEyes. Now, we have a startup type option here in the file menu. Let's press Enter to see what's in this startup type option.
Menu closed. Menu closed. List box. Before startup 2 of 4. Dialog select startup type.
Let's arrow up to the first option.
Top off. 1 of 4.
The first option is off. This will not allow WindowEyes to load early enough in the start process to give you speech for a password dialog. That's like for if you're logging into a network or something. If we arrow down.
Before startup 2 of 4.
We have before startup, which is the old way you just have speech before you log into the computer. That way you could hear the password dialogue and anything you need to do in that dialogue with speech. Let's press down arrow again.
After startup current user 3 of 4.
After startup current user. This basically places a WindowEyes shortcut in the startup group located in the programs menu of the start menu so that WindowEyes will start for the current user that's logged in right now the next time he or she restarts the computer and logs in. However, this will not provide speech during the password dialog if there is a password dialog that comes up when you first turn on your computer. If we arrow down again,
bottom after startup all users 404.
We have after startup all users. This will place a shortcut in the startup group for all users or all accounts on the computer, and each user will have WindowEyes speech after he or she logs into the computer, but you will not have speech for the password dialog. Let's go ahead and press escape because we don't want to make any changes, but we'll silence the speech here. The really neat thing that has been changed to low before startup is that we can specify now who has WindowEyes when they log in and who doesn't. So let's go back to the file menu with Alt F.
F. Open full down.
And let's just arrow up.
Exit dialog.
Till we get to multi-user information.
Startup type before startup. Select rail display. Select synthesizer. Select set file. Multi-user information dialog.
And we'll press enter.
Menu closed. Menu closed. Checkbox checked. Allow multi-user support dialog. Multi-user information.
I'll silence the speech here. Actually, we didn't need to. We have a checkbox here, which is checked, to allow multi-user support. This in WindowEyes is a really neat feature, and it's actually been around since version 4.2. But it gives you the ability to have each user's version of WindowEyes customized to their liking. For example, I can log in and have my speech at a certain rate, volume, pitch, and tone separate from someone else who may log into the computer who can have all their settings set to how they like them, and they won't affect the settings for my account. Let's go ahead and tab.
Checkbox checked. Allow non-operating system users.
We'll tab again.
Multi-selection list box operating system user names. Top administrator 107, no selected item.
We'll keep tabbing.
Edit box non-operating system user name. List box add update using settings from. Top administrator 105, no
tab
selected item.
One more time.
Multi-selection list box current WindowEyes user names. Top administrator LBS after logon 105, no selected item.
And we hear that this is a multi-selection list box. The first item in here is the administrator account. LBS is load before startup, so that means the administrator, whoever logs in with the administrator account, will have load before startup, meaning they'll have WindowEyes after they log in. We'll arrow down.
Carlos LBS after logon 205, no selected item.
There's Carlos LBS after logoff, and keep in mind it said no selected item. So if you want to select something in this type of a list box, we'll have to press the space bar. I'll go ahead and press the space bar on my name here.
Space. Carlos LBS after logon 205.
And then we can tab.
Button. Remove selected users.
We can remove the selected user, which we don't want to do.
Button. Update selected users.
We can update the set files from another selected user, which we won't do right now.
Button. Set admin privilege. Button. Clear admin privilege.
We'll keep tabbing.
Button. Enable LBS after logon.
And tab again.
Button. Disable LBS after logon.
And we'll press the space bar.
Space. Multi-selection list box current WindowEyes user names. Carlos 205.
So now we just have my name. We're placed back in the list box, and we hear the currently selected item, which is my name, and we don't hear LBS after startup. So that means the next time I log onto the computer, I'll have speech during the password dialog, but after I enter my password and the desktop comes up, I will not have speech for WindowEyes. This is especially useful in a setting for where I work, actually, in a computer lab at a university, where some users who come in to use the computers may need WindowEyes, but other users don't. And so we've used this feature in WindowEyes to allow those who need WindowEyes to automatically have WindowEyes speaking after he or she logs into the computer, and not speaking for those who don't need it after they log into the computer. It's a very, very, very useful feature, especially for computers used by multiple people, visually impaired or sighted. Yet another cool feature added in WindowEyes 4.5 is the ability to read list view headers. Let's open my computer. I'll press the Windows key, hold it down, and press the letter E.
My computer. Preview. My computer expanded 8 items to a 4 depth 2.
And I'll actually tab into the list view.
List view. Top 3 floppy A type 3 inch floppy disk. 1 of 8 no selected items.
Now this is the default setting. We hear what the item is with floppy A, and we hear other information pertaining to the floppy A drive. Let's arrow down.
Removable disk B type removable disk. 2 of 8.
We have removable disk B, and then it said type removable, and then our indexing, which is 3 of 8. Let's arrow down again.
Local disk C type local disk total size 76.3 GB free space 59.6 GB 3 of 8.
So in this case, you really hear what this list view header information is telling us. It's telling, of course, the name and the size, how much total space and free space we have available on our hard drive. So we're getting very useful information. Let's go ahead and look at where the option is where we can change the settings for this list view header information. We'll press Control Backslash to enter the WindowEyes control panel.
WindowEyes Active Explorer .002 Associated Explorer .002.
And then we'll press Alt-L to access the global menu.
L, global settings, voice and verbosity.
And then V for verbosity.
V, menu, dialog.
And then we'll just arrow down to miscellaneous.
Mouse, activated, miscellaneous, dialog.
And then we'll press Enter.
Menu closed. Dialog miscellaneous verbosity settings. Top radio button check don't include shortcut 1 of 3.
And we'll tab.
Checkbox check top bottom index.
Tab again.
Checkbox check current index. Bottom radio button checked include list view headers excluding first column 3 of 3.
And we're in a radio button which says the current default setting include list view headers without the first column name. Let's arrow down.
Top radio button checked don't include list view headers 1 of 3.
And that is how WindowEyes used to read information before this option was available. Let's arrow down again to see what other option we have available to us.
Radio button checked include list view headers 2 of 3.
Include list view headers. Let's first look at this option. We'll press Enter to accept this change.
WindowEyes Active Explorer .00.
Silence that and press Escape.
My computer. List view. Name. Local disk C type local disk total size 76.3 GB free space 59.6 GB 3 of 8.
So the difference here is we hear the first column header, which is name. If we arrow up.
Name. Removable disk B type. Removable disk 2 of 8.
Again.
Top. Name. 3 floppy A type 3 inch floppy disk 1 of 8.
So we hear name. If we, let's just arrow down.
Name removable disk B. Name local disk C type. Name CD drive E type CD.
Okay, silence our speech. You hear name after each item, which, depending on how you like to hear information, it could slightly slow you down if you're trying to arrow rapidly through a list to find a particular item. But we do have the default setting, which excludes the first column header. If we go back into the WindowEyes control panel with Control Backslash,
WindowEyes Active Explorer .00.
Silence our speech and press Alt-L.
L, global settings, voice and verbosity.
Followed by V for the verbosity menu.
V, menu, dialog.
And we'll just arrow down to miscellaneous.
Mouse, dialog, activated, dialog, miscellaneous, dialog.
And press Enter.
Menu closed, top radio button check don't think.
Silence that. Now we're back into our miscellaneous verbosity settings. We'll just tab back to that radio button that controls our list view header information.
Checkbox check top bottom index. Checkbox check current index. Radio button checked include list view headers 2 of 3.
Now I'll just arrow down.
Bottom radio button checked include list view headers excluding first column 3 of 3.
And that, like I say, that's the default setting. It excludes the first column, so you wouldn't hear name in our example. You'd hear the name local disk C or 3 floppy A, but you wouldn't actually hear name mentioned before the actual name of the item. Let's arrow down again.
Top. Radio button check don't include list view headers 1 of 3.
Don't include list view headers. We'll press Enter.
WindowEyes Active Explorer point.
Followed by Escape.
My computer. List view. CD drive ECD drive. 4 of 8.
Now, like I said, this is the way WindowEyes used to announce list view information. Let's arrow up.
Local disk C local disk 76.3 GB 59.6 GB 3 of 8.
So, as you can tell, the list view header information does give you nice feedback pertaining to what the items actually mean in the list view. So the ability to hear list views, in my opinion, is a really neat feature added to WindowEyes version 4.5. GW Micro has also enhanced the text selection announcement in WindowEyes. In past versions, there have been times when shift and arrow keys in a document would just not announce what's selected, even though visually text was being selected. But GW Micro has reworked the method that WindowEyes uses to report selected text, so it should be much more accurate now. Finally, in WindowEyes 4.5, speech rates are offered depending on how many rates your synthesizer can support. So, for example, the Triple Talk can support 10 different rates. However, the Sappy Voices, many of the Sappy Voices, can support up to 100 different rates. I'm using Eloquence right now, and we can select several different rates just with the shift up and down arrow key. Another change that has been made is instead of selecting all with insert and right arrow, all is the default selection in the insert arrow keys. So instead of the default being adjusting the screen rate and then you'd have to go change the keyboard and mouse rate separately or hit insert right arrow until you get to all voices is the default setting. So once you start WindowEyes and begin making changes to the voice with the insert arrow keys, you'll be manipulating all voices. GW Micro now ships additional speech synthesizers with WindowEyes 4.5. In addition to the Microsoft Voices and Eloquence, which has shipped with previous versions of WindowEyes, we now have the addition of DeckTalk Access 32. Now this version of DeckTalk Access 32 is tied to WindowEyes, therefore you cannot use this DeckTalk with any other screen access program or any other program which can utilize a text-to-speech engine. Let's go ahead and press Control Backslash to access the WindowEyes control panel.
WindowEyes Active Explorer 0.00.
Silence that. We'll press Alt F.
F. Open pull down.
We're in the File menu, and I can just press the letter Y to access my speech synthesizer selection dialog.
Y. Menu closed. List box synthesizers. Sappy 13 of 19. Dialog synthesizer selection.
Now all we have to do is press the letter D.
D. DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes 7 of 19.
And we hear DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes. This is the version of DeckTalk Access 32 which is tied specifically to WindowEyes. However, if you already have DeckTalk Access 32 which you've purchased from GW Micro, the next item in the list will arrow down.
DeckTalk Access 32 8 of 19.
It's just a plain old DeckTalk Access 32, and you could still utilize your purchased copy with other programs such as Kurzweil or OpenBook or whatever program can utilize the DeckTalk Access 32. But we'll arrow up.
DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes 7 of 19.
This particular version is tied to WindowEyes and comes with your copy of WindowEyes. So we'll press Enter.
WindowEyes Active Explorer 0.002 Associated Explorer 0.002.
And we now have DeckTalk Access Speech. WindowEyes will also come with the RealSpeak voices. So you'll have the Microsoft voices, Eloquence, DeckTalk, and RealSpeak voices available to you with WindowEyes 4.5. The cost to upgrade to WindowEyes 4.5 if you currently use WindowEyes 4.2 is $100, and that's US dollars. If you're using a version of WindowEyes prior to 4.2, please contact GW Micro or your distributor for pricing information. You can contact GW Micro at support@gwmicro.com, that's support@gwmicro.com, or you can call them at area code 260-489-3671. That's 260-489-3671. One new thing that GW Micro is doing is they're allowing you to download an upgrade once you have placed your order, and once your order has been processed, you will have access to a downloadable version of the upgrade. Now, the version that you can download from the website only comes with DeckTalk Access 32. They have not included the RealSpeak voices in the downloadable version to keep the size of the file to a minimum. Therefore, you'll be able to download your upgrade prior to actually receiving your upgrade in the mail. If you want to use the RealSpeak voices, you'll have to install them from the CD. Well, that's about it for this first segment of an overview of what's new in WindowEyes 4.5. You can probably see now why we've decided to split up this overview into three segments. In our next segment, we'll talk about using WindowEyes in Internet Explorer. They've made a lot of changes there as well. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions pertaining to this overview, please send me an email at carlos@acbradio.org. That's Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, @acbradio.org.